Now, I can stay up and watch Johnny Carson.
Even though we didn't understand his humor, we still watched it.
Oh, sure. Because it showed that we were grown-ups. Because that's the show that all the grown-ups were watching. And so when you get a day like that, it's extra special. A reminder, we want to hear about your takeout. If you own a restaurant that has takeout and you'd like to tell people about it, where is it? What do you serve? Do you have any specialty dishes? How has business been so far? Just a general conversation about your takeout. If you're an owner or if you're a manager of a restaurant, even if you're just a long-term employee and you can speak on the pluses of your restaurant. The other is for kids. We got room for kids on the line today. We talked to William. William was the first one on. Sounded like a nice kid. He's got a remote-control car.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I ever had a remote control car. That would be so cool to have it. It's the only car I haven't had is a remote control car. But it's neat. Now, he's got a brother and two sisters, so that's neat because it's even. You got two females and two males in the house at the same time. I'm sure mom and dad are thrilled with four kids in the house, but if they're all like William, that's a good deal.
Hopefully they have two bathrooms.
It's one of the advantages, too, of being remote. Like, I'm at the house. I'm in a room adjacent to a bathroom. Unlike when we're at the studio where you need to take an Uber Lyft to get there and hope that the Uber driver's still there when you get out. You don't want to be late. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. I did not catch the presidential news conference yesterday. For some reason, I was probably watching Tiger King. That's it. That's a good reason. But I've been watching it every day, and the same with Andrew Cuomo. I really feel badly for the Reverend Pridgen. We knew that his son had been diagnosed as positive for the COVID-19. We did not know his daughter, same thing, and she was on a ventilator or a respirator. I'm sorry I even said that because I'm not sure which one it is, but she was seriously ill and now she's off of that, so that's good. A good positive thing. And Reverend Pridgen is on the mend too, so let's hope the whole family gets better in a hurry. All right, when we come back, we want to talk to you about two things. Take out restaurants, and if you have one, tell us loud and proud what you have to take out and how it's going. Do you have a signature dish? And kids. Kids get a chance to man the airwaves today and tell us what it's like to be home from school. I'm thinking that after this is a couple of week mark, I'm thinking after this, they might want to get back to school. Strangely enough, they had their little hiatus, got to enjoy some freedom, and then back to school. But I think it'll be a while, probably, because the apex we have not reached yet. And there's a difference of opinion of when we'll reach it in New York. I think one said middle of the month, one said the end of the month, but then it has to come back down, and it comes back down slower than it goes back up. So
how's it
going
to go down, Sandy, if so many people are not paying attention to social distancing? I was talking to one of our, one of our former employees here. He was at Walmart, he and his daughter, and he said all the customers were being forced to go through one door and cram together. There was nothing to wipe carts down, and people just, roaming around the store. If people don't pay attention to this, we're never going to get this curve down.
It's amazing. Usually it takes something personal before somebody buys into it. But we have enough anecdotal information to know it's to be taken seriously. When we come back, we are going to talk to you, Robert, and you too, Roman. Hang on the line. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. And yes, my clock is a little different than yours, Tony.
29 straight up.
Okay, we're hitting network news or what?
We're gonna go to bottom of the hour. We'd like to get into Randy on time.
All right, good. So let's see. Give us a call 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. I think from now on, Tony, if I can get it within 30 seconds, we'll call it a home run.
You got it.
Okay, and now we'll be back after this. are back. In less than an hour, Kathy Hochul will be on the line with us. Kathy Hochul at 10:30 today will get some information from the governor's lieutenant governor. Meanwhile, let's go to line one. This would be Roman. Roman, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Roman. Now, tell me, how old are you and what school do you go to?
I'm 9 years old, and I go to Akron Elementary School.
Oh, Akron Elementary. Now, do you like school? Do you kind of miss school? You've been out of school for a few weeks now, and it may be a little while before you can go back to school, but do you miss going to school?
Yeah.
You do? I bet you're a good student, aren't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. what have you been doing to kill time? I mean, without going to school, there's a lot of time in a 24-hour clock. What have you been doing for fun?
Going outside for walks, playing outside, doing homework, and playing video games.
Okay. Now, are you getting any work from school? Are they sending you things in the mail, or are you getting anything on your computer? Are you getting any connection from the school at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, that's three words for three questions. So I think we're doing pretty well. Now, I understand you have two cousins, Ariana and Gabby, and you spent a lot of time with them. Do you kill time with the two women that are your cousins? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Roman. I think he became a little tongue-tied there. He normally isn't, but he was then. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We also want to hear about people who are at restaurants that no longer can seat you, but they can certainly put a fine meal together. 2 days ago, I heard an interview with the owner of the Grapevine restaurant, and some of the packages they offered sounded really good, the family-sized meals with extra helpings and things like that. So I think that restaurants are getting creative in order to lure you there, because you may be a regular customer of a restaurant and not even know that they offer takeout, because maybe they don't usually, but they do under these extraordinary circumstances. Let's go to Mark on line four in Derby. Mark, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how we doing? Good morning.
Oh, doing okay, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, maybe we should get a bunch of all the kids that are calling in. They could start working for the New York State unemployment to take phone calls.
Are you trying to get a hold of them and having trouble getting through?
Yeah, I was just wondering if anybody has gotten through, or it's just like it's. I know there's so many people going on unemployment, but it's just like a brick wall.
Well, let me. I'll just give you one number that I heard on our early morning news. The first unemployment number they took was last week, and there were 3 million had applied for unemployment, and in the last week, 4 more million. So now we've got 7 million people all signing up for at least for this month, signing up for unemployment. So I assume that even if they had a large number of people manning the phones, there would be some kind of bottleneck.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take phone numbers if you got phone numbers.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. So, I can understand that. You got 7 million people in the first 2 weeks for unemployment. And who knows, that number is going to rise, obviously. And they say the apex for New York State, which is the lead state. There's some states you don't want to be the lead state in, and we certainly are one of them. But they're saying the apex for our state could be the middle of the month or the end of the month. Let's take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Asking,
yes.
Can I throw something in real quick? I know it's hard because we can't see each other. I got a message, and this is concerns the caller we just had that talked about unemployment.
Unemployment, yes.
John sent a message in. He said, let the gentleman know it took me a week calling pretty much all day, every day, but I did get through and now waiting for paperwork. They are sending out first computer, ask some questions, then you need to call back to speak to someone.
Well, thanks for that information. We have to cut the government a little bit of slack here. I don't care how many people you put online or recognizing emails and things like that. When you get 7 million entries in less than 2 weeks, it can overwhelm any system. So normally, I would jump on board and say, you know, we need more people answering the phone or whatever. But as I said, no matter how much you would do that, it can be a bottleneck. Okay, let's go to, last time I talked to Ronan, and I thought it was Roman, huh? As in Roman numeral, and it wasn't. It was Ronan, but let's go to the line where Roman is. Hello, Roman. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Roman?
Good, how are you, Sandy?
I'm doing fine. I just had a kid on before you whose name was Ronan, and I mixed them up with you. Now, tell us how old you are and where you go to school.
I am 10, and I go to Harris Hill Elementary School.
And I know you're a very good student. Have they been giving you any work to do while you're out of the actual school building?
Yes.
And is that come in a package, or is it online, or how do you get it?
Kind of both. We had like a folder full of packets. Then we had a lot of online stuff.
You're a good student, so I'm sure that as soon as you got it, you probably went after it, right? Did it?
Some of it's kind of hard.
Yeah, but I'm sure that if anybody can do it, it's you. Now, you have two cousins that are two of my favorite people in the world, Ariana and Gabby. And you spend a lot of time with them. You get along good with your cousins, and they're girls.
Like you say, two is company, three is a crowd.
Have they had you doing any work around the house or at the restaurant, or are you just having a life of leisure right now?
Working and stuff. My dog, actually, we think broke her toe.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What did you do? Did you give him emergency first aid?
We took them to a vet that takes them in by car, and they gave her a little cast on her foot.
Oh, so, okay, they take them in by, yeah, our vet, you can't go inside, you have to send the cat. Our vet only sees cats, and you have to send the cat in, and you stay outside, the cat gets treated, and then they leave the cat out, and it's quite a procedure. Anybody wearing, when you see people coming for takeout from the restaurant, from Londa's, anybody wearing masks? Have you seen that? Masks or gloves?
Actually had someone come in with one like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, you do takeout at Londa's, I know, and the food is good. I eat there all the time. The apple pie is good. So are you enjoying this time, or do you wish you were back in school?
I wish I was back in school.
Yeah, see, I think that's what happens with good kids. And yes, is Ariana or Gabby there?
Yeah, only Ari, but.
Okay, is she right next to you? Can you just give her the phone? I want to talk to his cousin, Ariana. And then Gabby is the young girl that we met several years ago. Hello, Ari?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Ari?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, we just talked to Roman. You got some time off from school. Do you miss going to school?
Yeah, I miss it. I miss my friends and the teachers.
Yeah, but luckily you've got a sister to play with, and you've got a cousin that you're with all the time, so I assume you don't get bored. And one thing you do that I know you have a real passion for, you make homemade slime. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you use the slime for?
Just to play with.
I do a talk show. I get a lot of slime on the talk show. But not from you. You're a doll. I want you to keep a good smiley face on and do what the adults tell you to do. And I'm sure you'll get through this and be back in school before you know it. Thanks for talking with me, Ari.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. She's a doll, and so is Roman. And Gabby is the young girl. We met her when she was about four. She was 4 years old and for some reason fell in love with me. I was more than four. We could never figure out why. And we still have a great relationship. When I go to the restaurant and I see her, we always have a good conversation. And maybe we'll talk to her a little bit later on. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to Haley in Grand Island. Haley, you're on WBEN.
Hello.
Hello, Haley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. What would you like to talk about today?
Being home from school has been interesting.
Yeah. Now, first of all, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay. So you're more advanced than some of the younger kids we were talking to before. Did your school send home any work for you, or did they put it online, or have you been doing any school work at all since you got out of school?
We had Chromebooks starting in November, so they've been pushing out work on through teacher websites and Google Classroom.
Well, that's cool.
Come pick Do you
have any connection with your schoolmates? Do you go online or on Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, we do like have group chats on Snapchat, iMessage, and then we can also talk through our school emails.
So you got a lot of advantages that you didn't have that many years ago. What's your favorite thing to do when you're trying to kill time during a day where otherwise it might be a little boring? What's your favorite thing to do at home?
I would say one of my favorite things to do is either FaceTime my friends or bake.
Oh, bake? Oh, what do you bake?
I like baking cookies.
Oh, now you're talking. Are you anxious to get back to school?
Yes, very.
Well, we're anxious that the kids get back in school, too. Well, thank you very much, Haley. It's a pleasure talking to you.
It was very nice talking to you, too.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. A very nice young lady. Eighth grade. Got it together. But with the electronics really helps keeping classmates together in an off time. We'll take a break and return. I think Rush didn't go to school today, but he's going to be here to impart his wisdom on News Radio 930 WBEN.